Shades of the Past. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Shades of the Past. Now, we teach here, live in the now, let go of the past. The past is past. Don't dwell there, because you dwell there, you dwell in limitation. And as you dwell in limitation, and I'm pointing out to Helen as I'm looking at the floor here, and I see my golden retriever lying there. And as he lies there, he wiggles his tail gently from side to side in perfect peace, in perfect harmony. And I point to this so Helen can see it. And Helen immediately thinks, Herb wants something. Herb wants me to do something. Herb wants me to jump up and down and dance and sing and play games. And no, I was just pointing to his tail, you know. And see, we can jump to conclusions, and sometimes the wrong conclusion. We were in Europe, and we were visiting with the Arnaldi family and having a very special, blessed time. And as we came back, as I came back from a walk, I saw a young man who was working on a car. And I thought to myself, how lovely. And another young man came walking out to him, and they looked like in their 20s or 30s and what have you. And he instantly looked at me and said, good morning, how are you today? As though he knew I spoke English, you know, there in the middle of Lugano. And I, of course, was very pleased. I said, good morning to you, you know, and went on my way. And then, a few minutes later, Ellen comes in from the mountainside, and she says, guess what happened to me? And I said, well, you met somebody, obviously, that made you very happy. She said, oh, yes. She said, I was back, what was it, 30 years? I was back 30 years. And I thought, my goodness, I tell you, to live in the present, you know. And she said, I was walking along, and this young man spoke to me, and he said, Ellen, how are you? And I looked, and there was Abramo. Abramo was a three-year-old boy who went with us to the pyramids for our seminar in the pyramids 30 years ago. 30 years ago. Now here he is, 37, 33, whatever. How old is he? He's just a young fellow. He didn't seem like he's over 18. And he was just a charming, beautiful young man. And you look at his face, and instantly you see that childlike attitude that he had. And he didn't feel he owed Ellen a hello. He didn't feel he owed anyone anything. He just gave it. And because he gave it, he lived in the present, and he was just having a great time. Now, he remembered Ellen from aeons ago, but did he really remember Ellen? Or were Ellen's vibrations and her childlike sincerity so positive that he instantly melted with them? So Ellen said, well, what are you doing? Or no, she didn't even ask him what he did. He said, I am a children's teacher here in the elementary school in Lugano, and a few other facts. And Ellen said, in about one sentence, he told me his whole life story of what he had done between then and now. And she said, it was just so wonderful. But I couldn't help thinking I was living in the past, because I was remembering his childlike face. And then, as we were talking at the breakfast table here this morning, she was saying, you know, it wasn't that I remembered his childlike face, it's that he had a childlike face. He had that face of innocence, and that face of love, and that face of purity and goodness about him. And he must be a very spectacular person. If you recall from our saga of the pyramids 30 years ago, which I know all of you do, when we went to the pyramid, we had a beautiful seminar there. We went into the king's chambers and into all the places. We had our om in there, and we had all sorts of beautiful things. And this kid was along with his parents. And as he came along with his parents, he kept telling his parents things that he mentally saw in the pyramid that none of the rest of us could see. And we thought, boy, what an imagination, you know. What an imagination this kid has. He sees behind that wall, that's where they had the dump, where they put all the trash as they were building the pyramid. And then they put a block there so you can't see it, you know. And we thought, that's silly. You know, they wouldn't do things like that. This is a sacred pyramid. They don't have junk in a sacred pyramid. They carry it out. And then, lo and behold, we mentioned it to one of the people in charge of pyramid things there. And he said, yes, that's what they do. That's what they did. And that location was quite likely where it was, because that was at that midpoint through the pyramid. And then the boy mentioned another thing, which I don't know if they ever followed up on. But he said, this is a special chamber. I'm not sure whether he called it the Queen's Chamber or something like that. But a special chamber. Nothing but a ball there. He said, behind there, it's a special chamber. And that's the Queen's Chamber. And I doubt that they ever looked. But someday they may look and find what this little boy 33 years ago told all of us about. Amazing. But this is the fantastic things that go on in our world. The fantastic experiences that we have. When we live in the present, we don't have to revert to the past, because that's where our innocence was. But we can live in that innocence in the now. And as we live in that innocence in that now, all the things that support that come to our attention. All the things that say to us that we are good people, that we are loving people, that we are thoughtful people, that we are kind people. Now, we just returned from our trip to Europe and Nigeria and London and so forth, and giving our seminars over there, just very nicely done. But when we came back home, we brought memories with us that are hard to not have. And the memories are of all the happy things that we did. There is no memory of any unhappy experience, even though unhappy experiences probably occurred, but no memory of it. We only remembered the beautiful and the good and the joyous things, because that's what really counts. Now, if we could do that with our entire life, just remember the beautiful and the good and the desirable things, we would find that our life would be a very exciting adventure, and it would be a very rewarding adventure. But it is up to us to put that cause in motion. Now, are you interested in doing that? Are you interested in having your present life be the most exciting, dynamic, positive, fulfilling, health-giving experience of your whole life? Well, the way to do it is to continue constantly thinking in the now. Present tense positive. One of the requirements of our course of the University of Healing is write everything in the first person present tense positive. First person present tense positive. First person present tense positive. Ever since I have been publicly presenting any programs, I've always been saying, write it in the now. Write it in the first person present positive. Write it as though it is something that is really in your heart, really going on, and you'll find out that it is in your heart, and it is going on. But first person present tense positive. That is how now is defined. And that's what we want to do. Live in the now and enjoy the now. Memories of the past, it's the reality of today. And we look at that and we say, wow, that's really the way, isn't it? Have a lovely morning, lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.